Illinois Public Media News. This is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Wednesday, December 10th. Coming up, Ameren Illinois says changes to their local gas storage fields could help save customers money. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Central Illinois could see some high winds today. We'll hear more from IPM meteorologist Andrew Pritchard.
Blustery winds are accompanying a clipper system as it moves through the Midwest today, with a wind advisory in effect for much of the area until noon. Winds will howl out of the northwest 15 to 25 miles per hour, gusting over 40 miles per hour at times through the morning, before settling a bit this afternoon, with brief rain or snow showers also possible. Additional clipper systems will track through the region late this week into the weekend, with accumulating snow possible Thursday night and again on Saturday, with another shot of bitterly cold Arctic air arriving on Sunday. For Illinois Public Media News, I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard.
Student officials at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign are concerned that the administration is limiting their power. Ethan Lopez is an undergraduate member of the U of I Senate. On Monday, he told the faculty and staff members at the meeting the administration changed some of the student government structure and procedure over the summer without allowing their input.
We're here because today, in both this body and in our own, we cherish and believe in the necessity of students to have a hand in their own affairs.
Another student said new rules would prohibit them from voting 2 years in a row on referendums on university divestment. Some students are pushing for the U of I to withdraw from companies that support Israel because of the war in Gaza. U of I Chancellor Charles Isbell told the student officials he believes they have the same good faith goal and will be able to come to an agreement. President Donald Trump announced a $12 billion bailout for farmers on Monday. Midwestern row crop farmers have been hard hit by Trump's trade wars. Tariffs boosted prices for fertilizer, farm machinery, and other supplies they have to buy. Retaliatory tariffs cut export sales and dampened the price of the crops they have to sell. Richard Oswald, who grows corn and soybeans in northwest Missouri, says the bailout will help cover bills and loan payments, but won't make up for this year's losses.
They're attempting to replace profit with bailout money. It's not the same as having a good market and making a profit.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture says it will distribute most of the bailout funds by March. Row crop farmers will get $11 billion and specialty farmers the remaining $1 billion. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has enacted legislation aimed at giving residents more legal protections against federal immigration agents. Mawa Iqbal reports.
Latino state lawmakers spearheaded the measure through Springfield a couple months ago. Many of them represent districts in the Chicago area that have seen months of immigration enforcement operations. Democratic State Senator Omar Aquino says he has a question for his Republican colleagues who voted against the bill.
What more needs to happen so you can wake up to see what's happening in our communities, that they're terrorizing our communities? Do you need ICE to show up in front of churches? They've done that. Do you need someone to be shot and killed in pursuit? That has happened.
Illinois residents can now sue ICE agents in state court for violating their constitutional rights. The law goes into effect immediately. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Still to come, a look at changes to Ameren Illinois at the storage fields and how it affects downstate Illinois natural gas bills. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, mostly cloudy and windy with a chance of rain or snow showers and a high of 39 degrees, with a northwest wind 15 to 25 miles per hour, gusting to 45 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy with a low of 20 degrees, northwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 29 degrees, northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, cloudy with snow likely and a low of 23 degrees. New snow accumulation of around 1 to 3 inches possible with a south wind 5 miles per hour. And for Friday, a chance of snow in the morning, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high of 31 degrees and an east wind 5 to 15 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, it's been said Americans are facing an epidemic of loneliness. We'll talk about why so many of us are feeling it and what we can do about it. We'll also talk about how having a robust social network can make a difference for adults trying to stay healthy later in life. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. With cold weather hitting the Midwest regions in the past 2 weeks, Illinoisans have been using more natural gas to heat their homes. In the last 6 years, Ameren has been working to renovate its natural gas storage fields to make them more efficient for the company, and they say save customers money. Will Bauer recently toured one of the fields near Freeburg, Illinois, and has this report.
Before sub-freezing temperatures prompted Metro's residents to turn on their heat, Ameren employees had nearly topped off their massive container of natural gas.
Okay, this is the facility that we use to both push the gas in the ground and withdraw it in the wintertime.
That's Tim Eggers. He's Ameren's director of gas storage in Illinois. He's walking through the storage field near Freeburg.
There's an 18-inch diameter transmission pipeline that takes the natural gas into the load area, which is, you know, the Metro East service territory. So we're covering every town from Belleville all the way up to Collinsville, Edwardsville.
The storage site in St. Clair County is one of 12 Ameren has for Illinois service. The utility company buys natural gas from places like Oklahoma, Kansas, Texas, Pennsylvania, and even Canada. While the company is well connected via a massive pipeline network, Ameren doesn't have complete control over natural gas prices.
And pretty much if you're seeing those 0 degree temperatures, you're seeing the gas market very, very high. And that's when our value really, you know, shows itself.
And that's why the company has invested in their storage fields. At this one near Freeburg, Ameren can store 1.9 billion cubic feet of gas. From April to October, they will buy gas when it's cheap and save it for winter. Before this year's winter weather, Ameren purchased gas at $3 per million British thermal units, or MBTUs. During this past January's nasty cold spell, prices reached $20. During wintertime, Ameren will supply gas to homes all over downstate Illinois. That's 60% from the storage fields and 40% that's coming directly from the pipeline network, generally at a higher price. Brad Kleppel is Ameren's Senior Director of Gas Services.
The business case is just so solid for these. I mean, they not only are we improving the health of the facility, which improves the reliability for our customers, we're actually lowering our operating costs by doing this.
The storage fields require a very specific set of geological factors, mainly sandstone. Basically, Ameren pumps natural gas down hundreds of feet into the rock. Because sandstone is so porous, it can absorb and store natural gas. In 2019, Ameren started experimenting with a way to make this technology more efficient. It's called horizontal drilling. Again, here's Kleppel.
Instead of just drilling straight down into it vertically, where you just have access to that area around that wellhead, you actually drill down into that zone, and then you angle the drill bit, and then you go horizontal right through the center of that for like another 1,000 or 2,000 feet.
The idea here is that Ameren can take up a lot less space on the surface. Near Freeburg, they went from 81 to 18 wells and 4,600 acres to 10. The final phase of this change was one part of Ameren's rate request to the Illinois Commerce Commission this year. Late last month, the state regulators cut Ameren's request from nearly $130 million to around $70. Abe Scar, who directs the Illinois Public Interest Research Group, says these modernization efforts may help. However, he says they may be limited in their ability to control prices.
If gas prices rise significantly overall, there's no amount of arbitrage that you can do that's going to, you know, completely shield people from the ups and downs of gas prices, which tend to be highly volatile.
Illinois has also committed to transition away from greenhouse gases. Scar says the utility company could lead the way in the transition toward heating homes with electricity.
Some level of investment is necessary, and we need to keep the gas system safe while we're using it. But we should really be reducing our investment in it, not increasing it.
With the Commerce Commission's decision, Ameren still anticipates completing the conversion near Freeburg on time next year. But the same efforts at the storage field further away near Centralia could be delayed. In Freeburg, I'm Will Bauer.
That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Andrew Pritchard, Emily Hayes, Frank Morris, Moa Iqbal, and Will Bauer. Music by the Kilbourn Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.